The University of South Florida College of Medicine soon will begin training doctors from across the Southeast in robotic-assisted surgery. The new USF Health Da Vinci Center for Computer-Assisted Surgery will train up to 600 doctors per year to use robots to perform minimally invasive surgery. 2 weeks ago, Cheryl Jordan had a minimally invasive hysterectomy using a surgical system known as the Da Vinci SI. Jordan is a doctor from Stuart, Florida, who is recovering more quickly than she would have from a more invasive procedure.
I had the surgery Saturday. I was able to go to work on Tuesday for a couple hours. I only needed narcotics for 5 days, intermittently.
The doctor who performed Jordan's hysterectomy is Lennox Hoyt. He's the medical director of the new Da Vinci Center for Computer-Assisted Surgery at USF Health.
The surgery offers the benefits of lower blood loss, shorter recovery period, and a really quicker exit from the hospital. This is a procedure in particular that I'm talking about today that usually keeps the patient in the hospital for about 3 to 4 days, and now we're looking at getting patients out 1 to 2 days after surgery, which is a great opportunity. So that's the first benefit of the robot. It also offers less pain with surgery, as you'll hear, is that it also allows us to get skilled at surgery much faster. Okay, so we're going to peel the gray.
Hoyt demonstrated the Da Vinci SI by using the robotic-assisted surgical system to peel a red grape. He sits at a console with his head resting over a viewer, giving a three-dimensional magnified view of the grape. His hands fit inside instruments that track his movements, and he uses his feet on pedals. Several feet away, four robotic arms respond to Dr. Hoyt's wrist and finger movements. First, he slices shallow vertical incisions on the grape, then grabs the peel from the top and pulls sections away from the pulp. Tampa Mayor Pam Iorio says she did not have as much success.
I had the pleasure of just operating on a grape earlier. The grape died, unfortunately, under my less than capable hands.
Life will be better for patients who, like Cheryl Jordan, have this type of minimally invasive surgery, according to Iorio. Stephen Clasco, dean of the USF College of Medicine and the CEO of USF Health, agrees that patients like Jordan will benefit.
Less risk of infection, less risk of any other complication, less expensive overall, and most importantly for her and her family, back to what she loves to do.
Clasco says the $4 million USF Health Da Vinci Center for Computer-Assisted Surgery is a partnership between the university and Intuitive Surgical, the company that builds the robotic surgical systems.
What's so exciting about this particular private-public partnership with Intuitive Da Vinci is that literally we will have the exclusive ability to train of any university in the Southeast for actually several years. So this is an exciting time for USF Health, exciting time for Tampa Bay, and exciting time for healthcare.
One difference between traditional open surgery and minimally invasive surgery that doctors can perform with the robotic system is that instead of one long incision, surgeons use specialized slender instruments inserted through one or a number of small incisions. The Da Vinci system has a dual console that facilitates hands-on teaching and, according to Clasco, will allow surgeons to collaborate during surgery.
And what makes this so incredibly special as far as the next realization of the minimally invasive dream is that this actually allows surgeons from different disciplines for the first time to perform and operate together, and also a greater ability to actually train doctors in robotic surgery.
Hillsborough County Commissioner Mark Sharp thinks that USF and the region could benefit economically by becoming a destination for people needing health care.
I'm confident that you're not only going to be saving lives and changing the way we live and practice health, but you're also going to help transform our county and our city. Because what we are going to be known throughout the nation is the number one destination for healthcare services right here, and it's because of what USF is doing. You are the engine driving the change in healthcare all around the country.
You can learn more about robotic-assisted surgery at USF Health on our website, wmnf.org/news. For WMNF News, I'm Sean Canaan.